Module 3, Lesson 4.2, Additional Safety Measures.
Keep in mind that safe sleep isn't all about preventing SIDS either. It's just about making sure that your little one's sleep space is safe and age-appropriate. So here are a few more factors to keep in mind. Firstly, lower your child's mattress to the lowest setting as soon as they can sit independently or when they begin pulling themselves up to standing. They may actually begin to practice standing up in their sleep in their bed. So we want to make sure that they are low enough so that when they pull themselves to standing, there is no risk of them falling or climbing out of bed. Secondly, we need to remove those crib bumpers. Crib bumpers are not recommended in general, although some families choose to keep them or use mesh ones, especially when their little ones are learning to roll around and crawl. However, once a child has learned to pull themselves up to standing, they may actually start to use the crib bumper as a step for climbing out of the crib, and it's just safer to remove the crib bumpers to prevent any accidents. It's a few little bumps around the crib bars as your child is becoming more mobile. That's way less harmful than actually falling out of the crib. Thirdly, swaddling can still be a great tool between 4 to 6 months of age to help curb your baby's moral reflex and help them to fall asleep and stay asleep for more than 45 minutes. However, we do need to keep safe sleep in mind when swaddling, so that means that baby should not overheat. They can't be dressed too warmly under the swaddle. They need to be swaddled in a hip-healthy way where their hips, legs, and feet are able to move freely in that froggy style position. And we need to make sure that they're not rolling when swaddled. So you can read more about this transition, about when and how to wean your baby from the swaddle in lesson 6 of this module on bed transitions. Pillows, another topic. Don't use one in general. That's the official recommendation, is no pillows for babies and toddlers until they're at least 2 years old and have transitioned from the crib to a big bed, which usually happens between 2 to 3 years old. Pillows do present a suffocation hazard, and they're actually not really needed by babies and toddlers. Once the child has transitioned to their own big bed, their first pillow should be quite flat, small and firm, definitely not large and fluffy as many of our adult pillows are. And the flat, firm pillow is really the ideal support for your toddler's developing neck and spine. And lastly, just keep in mind that increased mobility can make some sleep situations unsafe. So if your little one co-sleeps, for example, or sleeps in a sidecar bassinet, and it's been fine so far, but has recently started to be more mobile, for example, they're starting to army crawl, or they are crawling, or pulling up, or learning to sit independently, that may actually make that sleep environment dangerous now, as your little one could way more easily fall off the bed. Not to mention that this arrangement also makes independent settling and sleeping longer stretches in the night way more difficult. So for more about transitioning out of that sleep situation and making that safer, switching your baby to their own crib or to their own sleep space, see the section on bed transitions. But for now, go to your worksheets and you can answer the questions for Module 3, Lesson 4 on safe sleep.